AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're about 3 minutes or so away from the starting lineups being introduced in the boys' contest between Gull Lake and Coldwater. Gull Lake coming in with a 3-0 overall record, 2-0 in the SMAC East. Their season looked like this. They opened up with a win against Thornapple Kellogg non-conference, 60-52. They opened up SMAC East play with a 57-49 win at Sturgis. They had their game at Caledonia scheduled thanks to the snowstorm that now seems like a distant memory right now. And then this past Tuesday, 63-58, the Blue Devils beat Lakeview behind 28 points from Odell Miller through the three games that the Blue Devils have played. He has averaged 23 points per game. Jeremiah Mansfield and Wes Mink also scored 10 for the Blue Devils.
If you remember a year ago, Sean, when we were talking about these Blue Devils, we were talking about Wes Mink, who moved here from Dayton, Ohio, into the Gull Lake School District, and he gave them a little kick in the basketball season last year, the second half. He wasn't able to play the first half because of a transfer rule.
Right.
But I was just told by our varsity soccer coach, Ken Delaney, that Mr. Mink will be attending Oakland University on a full-ride scholarship as a goalkeeper.
So that's right. I remember seeing him playing goal for the Blue Devils when they played against the Cardinals during this past fall.
But he is was the Division One goalkeeper, Division One All-State goalkeeper this year.
Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, still looking for their first win, 0-2, both overall and in the SMAC East. Of course, they lost at Lakeview last Friday, lost at Harper Creek this past Tuesday, 55-34. Logan Taggart leading the scoring with 13 points. Ryan Mock had 8. Luke Beckhusen off the bench with 8 rebounds.
Well, I thought Luke had his best game of the year. We got to get him scoring some baskets. He struggled a little bit on the offensive end, and I look for him to step up tonight. He's back in his home gym tonight, and hopefully we can get him going. He adds so much to the quickness of our team, and he's a great defender. We know that, and he loves to rebound the basketball, even though he's only about 5'8", 5'9".
Through the two games that the Cardinals have played, Logan Taggart has averaged 16 points a game. He followed up the 19-point, 10-rebound effort up at Lakeview with 13 against the Beavers.
Yeah, real solid efforts by Logan so far this year, and we look for hopefully another one tonight, but he's going to have his hands full with Odell Miller.
We'll go ahead and take this break and bring you the starting lineups and the opening tip for our Nightcap Boys Basketball, Gull Lake against Coldwater. From Coldwater High School, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing.
service.
As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot,
Haylett has 14s in stock.
New floor plans, you've got to see.
Dave doesn't have many 13s.
So guess what?
They're giving 2013 discount deals
on 14s.
RVs and fifth wheels
go where everybody goes.
Hightail it to Haylett.
Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13
in Coldwater, Michigan.
And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's varsity boys basketball game between the Gull Lake Blue Devils and the Coldwater Cardinals. For the Blue Devils, 2-0 in the Smack East, 3-0 overall under veteran head coach Gary Sprague. Three guards in the backcourt. We got Jeremiah Mansfield. He is a 6'1 senior. Jeff Adamski, a 5'11 senior. And Darian Burkett, a 6' junior. Up front, Wes Mank, a 6'5 senior. How would you like that guy in goal for your soccer team?
No doubt. Not too many get over his head, that's for sure.
In the middle, Odell Miller, a 6'4 senior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 0-2 both in the Smack East and overall under head coach Brian Kelly. Same starting lineup that Coach Kelly went with the previous two nights. In the backcourt, Grant Maurer, 6' senior, and Luke Stempian, a 6'1 senior. Up front, Ryan Hadley, a 6'3 senior. Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior, and Logan Taggart, Coldwater's leading scorer so far through the two games, a 6'4 junior. The Cardinal Crazies out in full force, some of them wearing elf uniforms, as you pointed out to me. And you said that most of them are on your JV boys basketball team.
Yeah, that might be our new warm-ups for next week, I guess. Maybe the elf boys.
And notice that some of the Cardinal fans are holding large masks featuring faces of some of the players, similar to last year.
Some of those are a little scary. I think Blaze Watson over there, that...
He's looking off to the distance. His mask is looking off to the distance is what's going on.
Nice little touch, though, from the fans and the Cardinal Crazies over there.
Be Luke Stempian jumping at center circle against Wes Mink. Coldwater will move from left to right to start the game. And their home whites with the red numerals and trim. Gull Lake in the road navy blue jerseys with the white numerals and silver trim. Much easier to read than the girls' uniforms, in my not-so-humble opinion. Coldwater wins the opening tip. Ryan Mock looking for someone to pass the ball to. He's guarded heavily by Mansfield. Now to Taggart to Maurer. Gull Lake extending the defense. Mock sideline left. Pass to Hadley. Can't hang on to it. The loose ball is going to roll out of bounds. The Blue Devils will get it. I was still marveling at the fact that Ryan Mock cleaned up quite well with a nice haircut.
Yeah. Looks pretty good out there tonight.
His hair not as floppy as it has been the past year and a half that we've seen him on the basketball court and the baseball diamond. Adamski finding Mink. Nice ball movement. Mansfield on the right wing. Moves to the elbow. Shot too strong off the back of the rim. One and down. One and done. The ball chased down by Maurer. Or rather by Hadley, who gets it to Maurer.
Cardinals come out with a lot more intensity tonight. Now let's see if we can make a couple of baskets, cut down on the turnovers, and give this team a good run for their money.
The Cardinals have not beaten Gull Lake since they joined the SMAC. A shot up top by Logan Taggart is just a little short. Here come the Blue Devils. Wes Mink. Fadeaway Jay from the left baseline is good. The Blue Devils draw first blood, 2-0.
Nice little turnaround jumper off the spin move.
Stempian to Hadley up top. Now swing the ball around. Mock sideline left being picked up on the man-to-man defense by Mink. To a streaking Logan Taggart trying to post up. Taggart is able to induce one of the Blue Devils. There is a double team that closed in on him. And there's going to be a foul against the Blue Devils. And it's going to go against Mansfield. First foul of game coming with 6:26 left in the first quarter. 2-0 Gull Lake. Inbound to Mock. Now Maurer swings the ball to Luke Stempian. Splits the double team. Another triple team closes in on him. The ball comes back out to Maurer. Now Luke Stempy into the right corner, being picked up by Burkett. Ball swung around to Hanley, now back up top to Stempian. Back to Maurer, and now Stempian up top, lobs the ball to Mock. Thought about three, but Mink closed in on him. Mock will dribble drive to the baseline, needs help. Nice pass inside of Hanley, fakes, and it's blocked by Burkett. Loose ball is going to be taken by the Blue Devils. Wes Mink splits the double team and draws a foul.
The All-State goaltender. Nice move to the basket there. He's just a good-looking athlete.
Ryan Mock picking up Coldwater's first foul of the night. 5:46 left to play first quarter. Already 2-0 Blue Devils. 3-0 Blue Devils. More specifically, 3-0 Wes Mink. First to two from the charity stripe here for the senior. Second one goes in. Wes Mink with all four of Golake's points so far. So far, Odell Miller has not figured much into this game. That's sure to change over the course of the evening. Cardinal ball here, Stempian, dribble driving. Odell Miller's part of the double team. That forces Luke Stempian to travel on Stempian's take to the basket left side.
Tough call over there. I'm not sure. Not sure there was a walk.
Well, probably because Odell Miller was blocking your view of the play. He was part of that double team. Blue Devil ball, Adamski up top to Mansfield. Trying to dribble, penetrate, fade away. Jay in front of Grant Maurer. No good. Whistle and a foul underneath the bucket in the battle for the rebound. And it will go against Gull Lake.
Good box out there. Ryan Hadley.
Darian Burkett with his first foul, team second.
Hadley had Burkett right on his back. Good job by that young man.
4-0 Gull Lake. 5:12 and counting left to play first quarter. Hadley in front of the Gull Lake bench to our right. Being guarded by Mansfield. Man-to-man defense. Here is Taggart. Bounce pass to Mock. Shoots over Mink and it hits the side of the backboard. Tough break. Loose ball is going to be collected by Adamski. Ahead to Odell Miller. Splits the double team. Blows by Ryan Hanley. Can't keep him quiet offensively for long, can you?
No, he's a good ball player.
6-0 Gull Lake. 4:41 left to play in the first quarter. Clock moving. Pass inside to Logan Taggart, bobbles the ball, and Odell Miller is going to go over Taggart's back, pick up his first foul, team third, Taggart to the free throw line.
That's what the Cardinals got to do. They got to get that ball inside to Taggart. Hopefully Taggart can get Miller in some type of foul trouble this evening.
I was going to say that would be the other key, see if Odell Miller can sit a while with foul trouble. Unfortunately, the front end of that trip to the free throw line for Taggart does not go in. It remains, for the time being, 6-0 Blue Devils.
There.
Taggart splits the pair. Is this going to be a carbon? I hope this isn't a carbon copy of how the first quarter against Harper Creek started.
Oh, Cardinals.
Like four straight misses and makes in the free throw line.
Cardinals aren't shooting real well out this year from the free throw line. These are good free throw shooters.
6-1, the Blue Devils lead by five. Here's Mink on the left corner, guarded by Mock, looking for Odell Miller. He's tied up by his defender, and the ball rolls into the Cardinal Crazies. Untouched, Coldwater will get it with 4:14 left in the first quarter. And our first substitution of the night, three substitutions. MJ Jones, a 6'1 senior. Jordan Taylor, a 6'3 junior. And Joey Stapp, a 6-foot senior in for Gull Lake. Luke Beckhusen, 5'10 sophomore. Blaze Watson, a 6'1.
No, just Luke right now.
I thought I saw Blaze step to the scorer's table, but it is just Luke. Cardinal ball, and Gull Lake commits a foul away from where the ball was.
Ooh, that's
second for Odell Miller.
That's huge right there. That's a big call.
Well, let's see if Gary Sprague, or how long Gary Sprague keeps Odell Miller out there. Nope.
Right out right now.
He will come out and give way to Wes Mink.
Well,
Mink's breather is very short-lived.
This is where the Cardinals really got to take advantage.
Well, they trail by just five despite all their offensive woes. Stempian triggering in front of the scorer's table. Beckhusen to Stempian. on the dribble penetration as MJ Jones guards Stempien. Swing the ball around. Here's Mock, sideline left. Get it inside to Beck Husen. Double team on him. He'll back it out. Slings the ball to Logan Taggart. Hops up and a block underneath by MJ Jones. Mock gets the ball back. In and out of the hoop. Ball down on the ground. That battle for the rebound. Jump ball. Gull Lake's going to get it on the alternate possession arrow. 3:42 left to play in quarter number one. 6-1 Blue Devils.
Ryan Mock there with about a 10-footer. Just in and out.
Here comes Jeff Adamski. Comes to Joey Stapp, sideline right, 30 feet away from the bucket. Maurer picks him up on the D. Here's MJ Jones. Ball comes back out to the perimeter. Stapp on the right corner, picked up by Maurer. Now runs on the curl, blocked underneath by Stempien. Whistle. And if not Stempien, someone else might have gotten Stapp on the arm. And it is going to be Maurer picking up his first foul, team second. That was a clean block that Stempien had, but Maurer's help was a little too pesky.
Yeah, Maurer's with a little push from behind.
Low to the free throw line for Joey Stapp. The clock stopped with 3:19 left to play in the first quarter. First of two is good. Back up to a 6-point Blue Devil lead, 7-1, 3:19 left in the first quarter.
These first quarter woes with the offense for the Cardinals is just killing them.
Second free throw is good for Stapp. It's now 8-1. Token pressure being thrown out by the Blue Devils as the Cardinals push the ball up the floor. Beck Husen sideline right up top. It comes to Stempien. Back to Beck Husen on the right corner, feeding Mock inside. And a whistle, and Jordan Taylor went over Mock's back. That foul pretty easy to see from here. Taylor's first foul is a team fifth. Beck Husen to inbound underneath the bucket with 3:07 left in the quarter. 8-1 Blue Devils. Beck Husen bounce pass looking for Taggart. Went underneath his fingertips. It's picked up by the Blue Devils. Running the fast break. Stat. Nice save. Comes to Mink on the left wing. Being guarded by Beck Husen. Blows by Beck Husen. Baby hook shot doesn't go in. Whistle and a foul on Taggart's rebound.
Mink going to pick up his first foul. Boy, it's good to see these big guys for Gull Lake getting a little foul trouble.
Oh, I was a bit premature in bringing Blaze Watson into the Coldwater lineup, but he'll come in and give Ryan Mock a well-earned breather. Watson, the 6'1 junior. Standout on both the soccer pitch and football fields for Coldwater. So, yeah, you bet Blaze Watson knows a little bit about Wes Mink. Blaze has the ball on the right corner. The foul on Mink is the team sixth, by the way, for the Blue Devils. Watson gets the ball back. A shot from up top, a little too strong off the back of the rim. Mink with a rebound for the Blue Devils. Here they come. Adamski trying to drive down the middle of the lane. Whistle and a foul going against Luke Beckhusen, his first team third. Darian Burkett will come back in for the Blue Devils. Adamski with a breather. MJ Jones will trigger in front of the Crazies. 2:29 left in the first quarter. 8-1 Blue Devils. And it comes to Mink. 17 feet away of the bucket. Taggart picking him up on defense. It comes back up top. Joey Stapp. Now Mink giving the ball to Darian Burkett. From right wing to the left elbow. He shoots, misses. Maurer coming up with the ball, throwing elbows all over the place. Fortunately, no contact. Maurer getting the ball to Stempien. He drives baseline, kick the ball out right wing. Long two.
There.
A long two is good for Luke Beckhusen.
Luke Beckhusen with a good look at the bucket right there.
And that is actually Luke's first varsity field goal.
Yeah.
How about that? Other end of the floor, a whistle and a cold water foul.
We were kidding with him last night to practice 0-17 going into the night from the field.
Grant Maurer with his second team fourth, so he will give way to Michael Magos, a 5'11 junior. See if he has a better night on the floor than a good Tuesday night.
Well, Michael could be a wild card for the Cardinals. He can play really well.
The emphasis maybe being on wild.
Yeah, he gets a little crazy once in a while. But
Wes Mink with a 17-footer from just inside the arc is good. 10-3, the Blue Devils lead by a touchdown. A minute 37 left in the quarter. Ryan Hanley getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next ball. Stempien on the right wing with the basketball finds Beckhusen. Stempien trying to break free along the baseline. Beckhusen looking as Burkett is guarding him. Stempien on the corner, spin move to Taggart. Blocked from behind by Taylor, trying to save it and just couldn't. Brendan Neely, a 6-foot junior, coming in for Gull Lake as Taylor comes to the bench. As I mentioned before, Hadley back in. Taggart getting a well-deserved breather with a minute 12 left in the quarter. Beckhusen triggering underneath the Coldwater bucket. Whoa. Ryan Hadley picking up the foul, his first, team fifth.
Ryan with the moving screen there.
Oh, Gull Lake getting the ball.
107 to go here. 10-7, Gull Lake, or 10-3, excuse me, 7-point lead.
Here's a shot by Mink from a 15 right baseline. It's a little long. Stempien with a rebound. The Cardinals want to run. Stempien with a double team closing in on him. Can't convert, but he'll go up to the line for two. A blocking foul against MJ Jones is his first, team seventh. So for the rest of the first half, the Cardinals will be in the bonus. Shooting foul will send Luke up for two with 53.9 left in the first quarter. 10-3, remains 10-3 with a miss on the front end. If form holds, Luke should get the second one.
Kind of the way the whole season's went, about 50%. You're right.
There it is. Unfortunately, the Cardinals have not varied from that pattern. 10-4, a 6-point Blue Devil lead, a streak and a miss. Other end of the bucket. Magos in trouble, finds Beckhusen, who will break the press. Browns pass to Luke Stempien, trying to dribble, penetrate in front of Mink, kick it out to Beckhusen. Finger roller from 15 down the middle of the lane is good for Luke.
That's good to see Luke taking that ball to the basket there.
10-6 Blue Devils, 20 seconds left in the quarter. Pass comes inside. Neely had the ball taken away. Here comes Luke Beckhusen. Give the ball to Magos. Left corner three, rolls off the hoop. Rebound by Stempien. Put back. That one didn't go in. The lid was on the bucket there. Mink with a rebound for Gull Lake with four, with three, with two, with one. 30-footer is going to be 27 feet for Jeremiah Mansfield at the buzzer. 10-6, Gull Lake leading Coldwater after one. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson talks about the second step the MHSAA is taking with regards to coaches being properly prepared to promote a healthy, safe environment for practice and competition. Coldwater ball to start the second quarter. They trail by just 4, 10-6. As I was telling you during the break, I take a 10-6 disadvantage over 22-9 any day. That was the score after the first quarter of the girls' contest. That was basically all Gull Lake, 63-22. The final score. We'll go over that during our Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up. Luke Stempien for three from the left wing is short. He gets the ball back from Blaze Watson. The runner on the curl, just a little short, rebounded by Jeremiah Mansfield. Gets the ball to Darian Burkett. starting unit, with the exception of Brendan Neely, out on the floor for a goal like, and that does include Odell Miller with his two fouls. Miller with the ball on the left wing, getting it to the left corner. Shot for three, no good for Adamski. Ball loose. Nagos trying to push it up the floor. Couldn't get a handle of it. Adamski chases it down on the curl to Darian Burkett. And he scores on the baseline jumper. 12-6. Gull Lake doubling up the Cardinals. 6:50 left to play in the first half. Here's Blaze Watson. Draws a foul. Blaze is going to go up for 1-1.
I like to see the aggressiveness of this group right here. Blaze, Michael, and Luke Beckhusen and Luke Stempion all with real aggressive moves to the basket. And that's something we've been missing.
Neely to the bench. Stat back in for Gull Lake. Meanwhile, Blaze Watson to the free throw line. Front end of the 1-1 is down, is up, and he barely gave it a chance. Rebound, Beckhusen, high off the glass, his shot no good. Staff with a rebound, he pushes the ball up the floor, finds Adamski, splits the double team, moving to the baseline left shot. His shot rolled off the hoop to the right, Blaze with a rebound, Chimagos to Beckhusen. Beckhusen getting the ball to Stempion, off of Taggart's screen. Stempion with a take and a score. Well, wait, Gull Lake leads by four, 6:16 left to play in the half. Other end of the floor, a traveling violation by Jeremiah Mansfield as he took a no-look jumper. Timeout, Gull Lake, a 30-second timeout with 6:15 left in the half, 12-8 Blue Devils. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Unwrap the holidays with unique gifts from Nottawa Gas Company in Tekonsha and Nottawa. Delight your favorite gardener with their selection of books, including Michigan Container Gardening, Michigan Edible Gardening, and Michigan Herb Gardening. For the adventurous, Nottawa Gas carries a selection of Michigan Nature and Trail Guides. If you're not sure what to give, Nottawa Gas offers gift certificates. Nottawa Gas, just south of Tekonsha on US 27 or on M66 in Nottawa, or shop online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of Gull Lake's timeout, it will be Coldwater ball on the backcourt. The Cardinals trail by just four, 12-8, probably the most competitive Gull Lake-Coldwater game we've seen in boys' hoops since both teams became members of the SMAC.
Yeah, it's been real.
Unfortunately, the Blue Devils get the steal off a shot. Odell Miller to Stapp. Now get it left wing to Adamski. Miller, he's on the left corner being picked up by Taggart. Back into the lineup.
This group playing some real good defense out there right now for the Cardinals.
Adamski on the left corner. Watson's guarding him on the man-to-man defense. Adamski will back the ball out and reset. Inside, Odell Miller turns around, shoots his one-handed baby hook. Doesn't go in, though. Taggart had the rebound. The bounce pass from Blaze Watson went through Michael Magos' hands. We said wild card, right?
Real good execution there, other than just did not get the pass in the right spot.
12-8, Blue Devils lead by just four. The Blue Devils do have the ball. Here's Staff in front of the Coldwater bench. Now to Odell Miller. No, we're not going to get the offensive foul there. Taggart was knocked down, and his feet were moving in the process. Odell's take to the bucket was another miss. The ball rolls out of bounds back to Coldwater. Ryan Mock will come in. Michael Magos will come to the bench.
Excellent minutes for Michael Magos there, other than didn't hit that one shot, that one open shot. Michael played some good defense, showed some quickness out there. Nice job.
Wes Mink back in to the Blue Devil lineup. So both big guys are out there for Gull Lake. Stempion with the ball being guarded by Stapp. Swing the ball around. Beckhusen, he's on the left wing. Looks like the Blue Devil, they showed zone, but it's like they've gone back man-to-man.
Yeah, they're still back in man-to-man.
Blaze Watson receives the pass from Beckhusen. Blaze fires for three. It's an air ball right to Mink underneath. Joey Stapp with the ball, trying to get the ball outside to Adamski. It's deflected and stolen by Luke Beckhusen. One-on-two break. Layup is short.
Geez.
Stempien attempted the rebound, and there's going to be a whistle and a Coldwater foul, unfortunately. And down went a chair on the Coldwater bench.
Oh, just unbelievable.
So the call did not go Coldwater's way, evidently.
Well, just it wasn't that as much as it was just you miss a layup and then you foul somebody. Jeez.
Luke Stempien picking up his first foul, team sixth.
Just so frustrating.
I feel empathy for that chair.
Yeah.
Adamski with a dribble penetration, his shot in and out. He gets his own rebound. It's rejected by Taggart into the crazies.
Good job there by Taggart. Just good, solid defense.
Now if Go Lake would make a few more of those easy bunnies, we wouldn't be looking at a 12-8 Blue Devil lead. It would be more like 16 or 20-8 right
well,
now.
Well, it's been both ways. It hasn't been one way or the other. We've missed a lot of easy shots, too.
Odell Miller holding on to the ball. Will shoot over Taggart and drain it. Almost he was daring Logan Taggart to come out on defense. Taggart did not bite, so Miller just shot over him and scored. 14-8 Blue Devils.
We'll let Odell Miller shoot those all night long.
Blaze Watson with the ball, trying to feed Logan Taggart. Trying to thread the needle, could not do it. Wes Mink with a rebound, stopped just in time before the travel violation could be called on his back. Stapp back to Mink on the left wing. Now Stapp to reset, 3:33 left to play in the half, 14-8. Blue Devils lead by six. The Blue Devils have led all night long. Nice lob pass from Stapp to Miller. Unfortunately, Miller missed again. Oh, how many easy bunnies have both teams missed so far in the early going?
Yeah, too many.
Luke Beckhusen taking a difficult baseline jumper shot with defense in his face. He'll go up for a pair as Adamski picks up his first foul, team ninth.
Luke, just a solid move there. He just didn't get the roll, but he gets a couple of free throws.
Luke Beckhusen, believe it or not, is Coldwater's leading scorer so far. Four of Coldwater's 8 points. Unfortunately, he misses the front end. So if form holds, he'll make the second one. Jordan Taylor comes in for Go Lake, meanwhile, as Odell Miller will sit. Smart move by Gary Sprague. Does not want Miller to pick up his third foul here in the second quarter. No, another miss by Beckhusen. Burkett with a rebound for the Blue Devils. Quickly the other end. Stab to Adamski on the left wing. Now he'll dribble, penetrate.
Oh,
whistle and a foul.
That was a cheap call right there.
And Ryan Mock picking up his second foul. Brian Kelly tags Zach Demeester on the shoulder, and he'll come in and
Meester's going to relieve Mock right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and I saw that Beckhusen came to the bench as well. Scout Case came in.
Yep. Let's see if we can get Scout to give us a little energy.
That is a team seventh against the Cardinals, so Go Lake in the bonus. Adamski making the front end of that trip to the free throw line. Case reset things for Coldwater, a 5'6 senior. Demeester, a 6-foot junior. Adamski drains both free throws. The Blue Devils so far in the night, 6-for-6 from the charity stripe. They lead 16-8 as a result. Under 3 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Demeester to Case, sideline left. Off of Demeester's screen, a double team comes out on him. Keep the ball back out to the perimeter. Here's Blaze on the right wing. Cross-court lob. Scout may have not have been the best target for that lob.
No. Not a real big target over there. Blaze just getting a little tired out there, not making a good decision there.
Scout almost, or rather, Blaze's pass almost went into the front row, other end of the floor. A shot and a score from the baseline for Wes Mink. Whistle and a timeout for Coldwater just to catch their breath.
Yeah,
full
they
timeout, 2:22 left, 18-8 Blue Devils. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls or Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Speak to their heart this holiday season with a unique gift from Keith's Jewelry. This is Brad Ronke. At Keith's Jewelry, our selection of quality gifts include Reed & Barton picture frames in a variety of sizes and finishes, name brand watches and clocks, beautiful crystal bowls and vases, and jewelry boxes. The chef on your gift list would love to receive Armatel multifunctional serving pieces, ideal for everyday and entertaining. Armatel is a creative way to cook and serve, keeping hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Our Made in the USA Debbie Brooks handbags and accessories will please the fashion-forward woman on your gift list. These one-of-a-kind designs will make a statement all their own. For over 75 years, Keith's Jewelry has provided exceptional customer service and will always happily wrap your gift at no charge. Through the years, we've shared life's most important moments with families throughout Branch County. This holiday, come join the Keith's Jewelry family of treasured customers today for a gift that will be cherished for a lifetime. Quality gifts come in a little black and white striped bag from Keith's Jewelry, the House of Diamonds in downtown Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
2:22 left to play in the first half, 18-8. Blue Devils leading the Cardinals. So far, it's been an 8-2 second quarter favor the Blue Devils of Gull Lake. Goldwater getting the ball, facing token pressure from Jeff Adamski is Luke Stempion, his number counterpart. Moving off of Hadley's screen, Beck Houston retains possession of the ball. Ball went through Scout Case's hands, and the loose ball is collected in the backcourt by Mink for the Blue Devils. Here's Jordan Taylor getting the ball to Adamski. Case guarding Adamski now to Burkett. Floater and an offensive foul taking the charge. Was that Taggart or Hadley taking the charge? Both of them took a tumble.
Taggart with good defense there, had his feet set, took the charge. Cardinals get the ball right back.
Player control foul. The Cardinals get it on the backcourt. Case back to Stempion. Up top to Hadley, a minute 42 left in the half. Cardinals trail by 10, 18-8. Stempion's on the right corner. Get it to the wing. Hadley around to Stempion, or rather DeMeester. Case back to DeMeester. Now back to Case. Dribble drive trying to find Taggart. Too low of a pass. The loose ball is picked up by DeMeester on the left corner. Now moving to the elbow. The double team comes out on him. Now to Stempion with a minute 15 left in the half. To DeMeester. Head fake. Double team closes in at the free throw line. There's a block and a steal by the Blue Devils. Here comes T.J. Haas across to Burkett. He overshot it. And the ball knocked away from Scout Case. The Cardinals will get it out of bounds in the backcourt. A minute 4 left in the half, trailing 18-8.
We're going to shoot.
No, we're not, because we're going to shoot free throws. A foul was assessed against Jordan Taylor.
Well, let's see if Scout can knock down a couple here.
Jordan Taylor's second foul is a team 10th. Coldwater will be in the double bonus the remaining minute and 4 seconds of the first half. First of two from Scout is good. Jordan Butler will come into the Coldwater lineup for the first time, a 6'3 junior. Meanwhile, Joey Statt back in for Gull Lake.
Gull Lake 6-for-6 from the line. Coldwater 3-for-8, down by 9.
That's another difference maker right there. Case misses the back end of that triple free throw line. The Blue Devils with the rebound. 1 minute left to play in the half. Staff loses the ball. It's picked up by Jordan Butler, who immediately throws it to T.J. Haas for the Blue Devils. Whistle, and it was a kicked ball.
About Scout Case, the soccer player, using his feet on that one.
Yeah, we got a couple of defenders from the soccer team on the basketball squad. First Blaze Watson taking a well-earned breather. Scout Case out there right now. One of the co-captains for Coach Delaney. Whistle and a Coldwater foul. Jordan Butler picking up his first foul. Team 8th and Jordan Taylor to the free throw line. 1-1 coming up. The clock has stopped with 50.8 left to play in the first half. Good on the front end. Taylor will get the bonus. This game has been about as low scoring as the girls' game has been high scoring.
Yeah.
Kind of a not what you'd expect, but that Gull Lake Blue Devil girls squad is very, very good. The Gold Lake boys not that bad either. They lead by 11, 20-9. 43 seconds and counting left to play in the half. Hadley setting a screen for Stempy and bounce pass. Looking for Logan Taggart. He dribble drives. He traveled. Okay.
That's what the call was.
I can tell that you weren't sure of that call either.
I'm not real sure of that official, I'll be honest with you.
Hey, blame the assigner, right?
Yeah, I'm not. I've never been a fan of him. He's been doing it for a lot of years. He hasn't gotten any better.
Hey, now. Cardinals extending the defense. Adamski on the back right corner of the front court. 12 seconds left to play in the half. Blue Devils trying to play for the final shot of the quarter. Adamski still with the ball. Now to Joey Stapp. A dribble drive along the wing. It's short. Whistle and a bumping foul. Mink and...
That's going to be Mink's second foul.
I was going to say Mink and Taggart colliding with each other. Mink's second foul will send Logan Taggart back 94 feet the other way. A pair from the free throw line, 3.6 seconds left to play in the half. A chance to cut into the 11-point lead that Gold Lake currently enjoys.
Well, the Cardinals got to start shooting some free throws. They got to start making these.
First one is good for Logan Taggart. That is his second point of the night. Instruction coming from Coldwater coach Brian Kelly. Second one off the back of the rim. Ink with a rebound. 2 seconds. 1 second. Long throw to Stapp. His shot from 30 feet. Off the glass does not go in. We head to the locker room with Gull Lake leading Coldwater 20-10 in varsity boys basketball. It's halftime, and the halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals for title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services. Turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. We'll go over the numbers after this break and this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. 20-10, Blue Devils on top of the Cardinals. You are listening to Coldwater Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Second step. I'm John Johnson. We'll tell you all about it next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For a long time, we've talked about the four S's that make high school sports different. Sportsmanship, safety, scholarship in the classroom, and a sane scope for these games. Safety has moved into the forefront in different ways lately, and the MHSAA has been engaged in an ongoing plan to make our kids' after-school activities safer than ever before. At its annual meeting early in December, the MHSAA's legislative body, the 19-member Representative Council, took its second safety step by requiring that all high school varsity head coaches have a current CPR certification beginning with the 2015-16 school year. This action follows a requirement effective next year that all coaches, varsity and sub-varsity, head coaches and assistants, complete the same rules and risk minimization meeting requirements as head varsity coaches before they can begin their duties. Coming up later this year, the council will vote in March on a proposal requiring anyone hired for the first time as a varsity head coach after July 31st, 2016, to have gone through a level of the MHSAA's Coaches Advancement Program. This preparation of coaches is part of a Four Thrust for 4 Years plan to bring Michigan to the center nationally in terms of best practices being used to promote the health and safety of young people. The first thrust was the heat and humidity policies adopted in time for the current school year. Coaches' education is the second. And the last two focus on things that can be done to improve acclimatization and reduce head trauma in practice and game situations. Some may ask if too much is being required on a statewide basis of coaches. But it wouldn't have happened if so many schools hadn't done it individually on the local level in the first place. Right now, the level of training that too many people bring into the gym to teach our kids with regard to health and safety is so low that it would be indefensible in a court of law if something happened to a youngster. And really, isn't the health and well-being of our kids more important than wins and losses and the pipe dream of those stupid college scholarships that 1% of the participants get? Too many people complain that Michigan is falling behind other states in school sports, but they look at those measuring sticks I just referenced, not whether or not we provide a healthy, safe environment for these games to take place in. This is an area where local control finally hasn't cut it, and it's necessary for the school's statewide association to step in. Back with more in a moment.
Your dreams during the off-season of athletic success next year starts by staying active. Get up, get active, and leave those other dreams on the couch. Play means preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
The third annual Battle of the Fans will again recognize the top high school student cheering section in the state. Schools have from now until January 11th to submit their entry videos on YouTube. More information about the Battle of the Fans 3 can be found by visiting the MHSAA website. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
A Branch County abstract and title halftime report rolling on from here at Coldwater High School. Halftime of the boys basketball game, 20-10, Gull Lake leading Coldwater. Here's how they have scored. First for the Blue Devils, Jordan Taylor with 2, Jeff Adamski with 2, Wes Mink leading all scorers with 8, Darian Burkett with 2, Joey Staff with 2, and Odell Miller with 4. 20 points once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen leading the way for the Red and White with 4. Scout Case with a single free throw. Luke Stempian with 3. And Logan Taggart with 2. That's the 10 points that's up there on the board for Coldwater. By the numbers, 10-6 in the first, 10-4 in the second. Favor Gull Lake. Shooting percentages for Coldwater, they were just 3 of 23 shooting, 13%. 0 of 4 from the three-point line, 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Gull Lake, meanwhile, they weren't that much better, shooting 6 of 25 for 24%. 0 of 2 from downtown, 8 of 8 from the charity stripe. Coldwater has actually out-rebounded Gull Lake, according to the Cardinal stats team of Emma Dwyer and Keegan Dwyer tonight. 24-18, the Cardinals out-rebounding the Blue Devils. Turnovers, 10 for Coldwater, 4 for Gull Lake. Off those turnovers, the Blue Devils with the 4-0 edge.
Cardinals have done a good job on the board, so tonight, to be honest with you, we've done a great job of blocking out.
Now Luke Stempian leading the way on the boards for Coldwater with 4. Wes Mink with 5 for Gull Lake.
We've done a nice job on the boards, and the whole, all you got to do is 8 for 8 from the free throw line for the Blue Devils and 6 for 11, or 4 for 11 from the Cardinals. So you know, you take that. If we go 8 for 11 even, we're 4 points closer. And we got to do something to take care of that free throw shooting. But not a bad first half. We just offensively, again, have struggled big time.
Speaking of struggling, that's exactly what the Coldwater Cardinal girls did earlier tonight against an outstanding Gull Lake Blue Devil girls basketball team, 63-22. The final score, Gull Lake beating Coldwater. Mackenzie Latt, who will be playing college basketball at the next level next year at Davidson University, led all scorers with 22, while Kelsey Bauer had 17. Meanwhile, Kenzie Galloway, our McDonald's player of the game, led the way for the red and white with 12. Everybody else that got into the scorebook each had 2.
Yeah,
it was a tough night offensively.
Tough night, other than Kenzie, tough night for the Cardinals shooting the basketball. And again, that turnover bugaboo just continues to give them a lot of problems. And don't take anything away. The girls played hard. They just didn't execute when they needed to.
So the upcoming week before the Holiday Hoops Tournament, a chance for the girls to kind of reset things a little bit.
Yeah, I would think.
Come in with a fresh mindset,
yeah,
right?
They're gonna take 2 days off, tomorrow off, get back at it Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, and hopefully get something going.
20-10, Gull Lake leading Coldwater here at the half. Second half action coming up after this. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.